That's from the Mimirex version of our in-studio band today. And exactly, I'm just following orders. I'm not going to let it die. We're keeping it live. It's a pleasure to welcome live to the studio Tom Blackburn, John Chasteen, Kent Montgomery, whose name I hope you remember, and beloved local singer-songwriter of great note, David Payne. Gentlemen, thank you for being here today.
Hey, Nikki. Thanks for having us.
Nice record.
Thank you.
Well done. I love that. Very good time tune there. And thanks for getting up on the early side of the day and coming in here and doing this for us today. Would you be so kind as to hit us a song?
Sure.
It is the New Old Fashioned Live on WISO.
She's the queen of Midwest summers, but she doesn't like the heat. She loves planting flowers, but she doesn't like to weed. Oh, and she loves swimming, but her hair just can't get wet. She likes to look her best. She's Ohio's Mona Lisa, but she's been painted by this lamb. She loves to read Jane Austen and feel the pages in her hand. This ain't no sinner of art and culture, but she's doing the best she can. Well, she was born to live somewhere else, but she's making the best of where she is today. Well, she was meant to leave this place, but she's making it more beautiful the longer she stays. She looks out on his fields of green with a smile on her face, and she appreciates what the farmland's doing for this place. Oh, and she loves the sunshine, but she wears the darkest shades to hide herself away. Well, she was born to live somewhere else, but she's making the best of where she is today. Where she was born, a city girl, but she's treating this old countryside like it's a center of the world. Maybe one day she'll leave this place, but she's making it more beautiful the longer she stays.
The New Old Fashioned Live on 91.3 WYSO. Can I pretend that song's about me?
Yes.
Yeah?
Actually, I did write it about you.
You did.
Don't tell my wife.
No, I figured. Thanks so much for coming here. David Payne, the first time I ever met you has been, I'm going to say, almost 5 years ago when it was my great good fortune to fill in on Kaleidoscope one evening when you were the guest. Has it been that long?
December of 2009.
Wow. Oh, so only just these short 3 years ago. But, you didn't have a band. You were doing solo stuff and had a great recording out. And how is it that you found Among My Favorite People, Kent Montgomery, and the rest of these boys and formed the New Old Fashioned?
Well, Kent and Tom were a couple years behind me in school, but we all sang in the same choir, not at the same time. I continued to work at the high school we all went to afterwards, so I was involved in a lot of productions they were involved in at the school and stuff.
Oh, I did not realize that.
And they were good friends with my brother at the time, actually, and just sort of over time we became good friends. And Kent started doing the songwriter thing as well with me after Kent and Tom's first band dismissed. And
good word.
We,
good one.
Kent and I started playing some shows together, and we started kind of doing a thing where I'd play a set, he'd play a set, and then we'd play a set together.
So I saw one of those. It was great.
It was, it was just a matter of time before we found the rest of the players. And we kind of always had Tom on the, on deck ready to go, whenever we needed him.
And Tom, who plays bass and is also a fabulously talented singer.
I recommend
if you're going to the show tomorrow at Canal Street Tavern for the CD release, that you should sneak in early and hang out in the alley, and you'll hear Tom running some arpeggios. I was impressed. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Tom, you've been on. You were by the old station before. What were you doing there? Remember when you came by?
Yeah, I was interning with Tim Berger, who's out there now running sound for us. Yeah, for this
thanks,
show.
Tim. Sounds great.
Yeah, it does.
Tim Berger, one of the finest sound dudes who also writes soundtrack works and is a talent all the way around. Well, it's just kind of a nice local thing, and I'll say that among my very favorite interns ever, Mr. Kent Montgomery, who came to us from Wittenberg. And look at how you come back all musical.
I know. I've got connections here,
You do, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember you and me and all the best Wittenberg interns singing three-part harmony.
I won't tell them that I'm your favorite.
Will you not?
Yeah.
I appreciate that a lot.
Assuming they're not listening.
Kent Montgomery and Tom and David, and over on the drums, it's John. I'm so pleased to have you guys in. Congratulations on a great record. Would you give us another little sneak peek of what's coming up tomorrow at your CD release at Canal Street?
Sure. We're going to do another one. This is the eighth track off of our record. It's about this great state that we live in and the inconsistencies we have here. So here goes nothing.
Well, I can't catch my breath and my chest feels tight. Cause the air's way too cold out here tonight. And just as soon as you start to break the ice, it melts away right before your eyes. But that's the way things are around here. That's the way the winter is here. So stop living. And just as soon as you find that comfort from the shade, oh, you just look up as the sun, it slowly fades away. But that's the way things are around here. That's the way the summer ends here. In the crowd tonight, oh, you can barely move. It's packed in here so tight. Some of them smile and help as you pass on through. Some of them wanna hold you down if it's the last thing that you want. Oh, but that's the way folks are around here. Ohio, oh.
I love that song.
That was the plan.
So nice. Just fabulous. I like the breakdown in there, and I love the modulation up. You guys got great voices. Sounds fabulous. It's a great record, self-titled, your debut as this band, the New Old Fashioned. Tell me a little bit about how you made it. I know our beloved, one of the finest set of ears, Patrick Himes, who left us, went all down Nashville, didn't he? Didn't he down there? Did he come back for this, or did you guys go down there?
We went down there. Well, we did most of the record down there, tracked all the instruments down there, and did the rest of it in Dayton. And then Patrick mixed it in Nashville. But
how exciting.
I was super happy to work with Patrick. Patrick's been sort of a mentor for me over the past few years. Him and Tim Pritchard and some other guys actually worked together for a little while. And I was 18 years old, just out of high school. And, you know, these dudes taught me a lot, and those are like the first shows I started going to, and they kind of helped integrate me into the Dayton music scene. So it was super exciting to be playing shows with Tim and to be recording with Patrick. You know, Patrick's a fantastic engineer and, you know, really, really gets what we're doing, and I knew he would, and that's why that's another reason I was really excited to work with him, is I just know, you know, all the projects he's been involved in before are, you know, right up our alley, and I just, you know, I love his records. He makes great records, and I think...
Well,
he did a good job
here.
On this one.
Yeah. And how nice, then, that, like, another completion of a circle, that Tim Pritchard and the Boxcar Suite playing the show with you. So nice.
Patrick's band, Absinthe Junk, is the third band, and he's going to be joining us.
Okay.
For, I think, the whole set.
Yeah, Patrick played Hammond organ on a couple songs on the record, so he's going to play those. He's going to play Hammond on a couple songs with us on Friday night, and he's going to play some of the extra guitar parts we added and stuff, so we're pretty excited about that.
It's going to be a fabulous show. It is tomorrow at Canal Street Tavern. You can go and see the details for yourself at canalstreettavern.com, or, of course, we'll have links to this audio and more information later. Do you folks, do you have a swankity, fancity webpage where people could follow you and pay attention and keep up on your news?
Yeah, I mean, we got the usual stuff, Facebook, Bandcamp, whatever.
Reverb Nation.
Yeah.
Good. Search, do you just look The New Old Fashioned?
Correct.
And up it'll come. I'd like to play one, if you would be so kind as to play one more, but first I want to say the last time that I saw all y'all was out in the field. At the Sunwatch Indian Village at a strangely early time of day on a Sunday, and you and about... How many people do you think were there? Over 100.
Yeah, at least 100.
Yeah. And this was actually a representation from the people that are going to do the Dayton Does Dayton. Local bands paying tribute to the amazing music that comes out of this region. The bands past, present, and future, I guess, are going to be represented in sound and spirit. That's on February 1st at Canal Street, and that's a little bit further on down the pike. But I have to say... that you should look for those pictures when you search a New Old Fashioned, because you boys clean up real pretty.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the show. It'll be
a good time. We wore our Sunday best.
Yeah, I know you did. It was very nice. I'm so pleased that you're here. What's that?
I got my clean T-shirt on for that.
And we all wanted to thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome. The New Old Fashioned, their CD release tomorrow, Canal Street Tavern in Oz. Kind of a star-studded evening in its own right. You can find out all the details, canalstreettavern.com. And gentlemen, if you would be so kind.
Sure. I wrote this one for my mom and dad. It's the last song on the record. It's called Chin Up, Darlin'. And Patrick played Hammond on it on the record, and I kind of hate it without it now. But here it goes anyway.
You ain't never had just what you wanted. Things didn't turn out quite like you planned. And money, you ain't had enough. Oh, and just make it. And to me it always seemed kind of tough. Oh, when you're borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. Oh, and that answering machine's for the collection of gold. got each other, and ain't that enough?
David Payne, Kent Montgomery, John Chastain, Tom Blackburn. Thank you so much for being here, the new old fashioned.
Thanks for having us.
That's delightful. Thank you for writing a song for your parents. Oh, my wee ones grow up, do that for me one day. Thanks so much for being here, and going to be a great show tomorrow night again. It gets underway at 9:30, but I'm going to suggest that you show up at 9 and go around by the dumpster in the alley and hear Tom's fabulous vocal warm-up. It's well worth the treat there as a little warm-up. Going to be a big full evening. Check it out, canalstreettavern.com. We'll have some audio of this linked, hopefully, before the weekend has come and gone. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being here.
Hey, Nikki, I wanted to say just one more thing.
Yeah.
We hope to see everyone on Friday. We're really excited about it. I think it's going to be a really good time. But if you can't make it out Friday for some reason, we're playing the annual Holla Dayton show.
Oh, nice.
At Blind Bob's.
What's the date on that?
Saturday, the 22nd of December.
That's the day after the world ends. That's unfortunate. We should have gone earlier on that.
If we're all still here, we'll be at Bon Bob's.
If we're all still here, we'll all be there.
It's a fantastic lineup. I've been doing that show. This is going to be my, I think my fourth one. Yeah, and every year it's a great time, so we'll be there. So
fabulous. So, well, you keep us posted, and thank you so much. Gentlemen, I got some Tim Pritchard clued up here, but I want to thank another Tim Berger, a huge help, but comes in and does these special live mixings for us. Great composer in his own right, also digital mastering, multi-tracking, recording, live or in the studio. He does compositions that you will love. A huge big thanks to Tim Berger, exceptionalsounds.biz, and to the new old-fashioned gentlemen. Thank you.
Thanks. See you Friday. Thanks.